Now then, let's go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 and 28. Genesis 1, 27 and 28. So God created people in his own image. God patterned them after himself. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them and told them, multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. Be masters over the fish and the birds and all the animals. Now, isn't that something to think that our Father, he made us in his image and in his likeness, and then he gave us dominion over everything on the earth. Now see, when a father and a mother come together to make a child, the child usually looks similar to them. When I say that, he's got two arms, two legs, two eyes, so on and so forth. Now then the absolute facial features may, you know, look a little bit like one of the parents, but it may not look like either one of you. You know, but at least they resemble. So you are made in their image. Now, God made us in his image. You know, I was listening to a man the other day that said he had died and went to heaven. And once it was on a video, and somebody said, well, what did Jesus look like? Well, he said he looked like he's about 6'2" and weighed about 180, 190 pounds. And somebody thought, I don't believe that. Well, let me tell you, that I believe that's about what he looks like. I believe he was about a 6'2" man. I mean, he walked on this earth as a man, didn't he? Yeah. Is he still a man? Yes, but he's a glorified man, you know, but he's God. And, you know, he is, when you see him one day, he's going to look basically like we do. Isn't that something? But he is a man. He made us in his image and his likeness. Now, that was one of the hardest things in the world for my daughter to ever understand. Daddy, where did God come from? She asked me that question a lot of times. Dad, where did God come from? I said, honey, God has forever been. No, Daddy. Nobody has forever been. Everybody had a beginning place. I said, but God didn't have a beginning place. You just have to receive that by faith, don't you? You know, it's tough to comprehend that every one of you in this room started out as a tiny little cell. And you became what you are. You were born, every one of you had a mother and a father. And without a mother and a father, you can't be here today. I don't care how they do it. It can't be without a man and a woman. They can't be a child. Two men can't have a baby. Two women can't have a baby. Only a man and a woman. That's the way God made it. And we ain't never learned to improve on it. Now, whenever they tell me, well, these two women, they got married and they had a child. I said, well, there was a man involved somewhere, guarantee. And all of us are smart enough to know that. But then God blessed them and told them, multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and be masters over everything. You know that we don't really believe that because, as I've told this story a lot of times, I said, you take a couple of girls, or in fact, let's just say, for instance, I hope it don't happen, but let's say that somebody left the front door of the church open and a great big old field rat ran in the door and he were to run right down the middle of this hall right here, there would be some of you girls and maybe some guys that would be jumping up on the seat. How much dominion did God give you over that little mouse? So why are you so afraid of the little critter? You know, what's the big deal? You know, reach down and just take him and take him outside and throw him outside. You know, good grief. Don't be afraid of him. You know, he's not going to hurt you unless you're afraid. When you're in fear, then something might hurt you. But, you know, I don't care if it's a snake or whatever it is. You have dominion over a snake. You know, but most of us, you know, like myself, I used to live on a farm and, you know, I mean, I've been went out in the hen house several times in my life and be there gathering eggs and look over and there'd be a great big old rattlesnake hauled up in the corner of the hen house. Well, it always causes you to kind of jerk back your reaction. But I've always known I had dominion over him, so I wasn't really afraid. I'd just go to the house and get me a hoe or something and come back and I'd kill him. Now, then once in a while, I would have a chicken snake that would be in the nest under the chicken, you know, and the chicken's in there laying an egg. And I have run my hand underneath the chicken into the hay to get her egg and reach in there and grab a snake. Now, let me tell you, that'll cause you to get your hand out. You realize that's not an egg. Although you know you have dominion, your reactions are going to react. You know where I'm coming from? But some people hurt themselves whenever they do this, not realizing that God blessed us And he told us to be masters over everything on the earth. Was that really a real daddy? Did he really love us to give us that kind of dominion and power? Although most of us don't believe it, but we do that anyway. Then let's go to Jeremiah 1, verse 4 and 5. Jeremiah 1, 4 and 5. Let's see what he says there. The Lord gave me a message, and he said, I knew you before I formed you. Now, that's kind of beyond my ability to comprehend. That God knew me, really, if you really study the scripture, you'll find out that God knew you before the foundations of the earth. He knew you. Do you know God knew before he made the earth and the cosmos that on this day, each one of us would be here right now doing what we're doing today? He knew that before the foundations of the world. It says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my spokesman to the world. Now, he's talking to Jeremiah there. But God has a plan for every human being on this earth. He planned for you to do something for him. And it's so sad that so many people never find what that is, and they never walk with God, and they live their whole life not seeking him. Well, now, why do you think it's so hard for some people to find out what God's plan is for them? Well, they're not looking. I mean, they're busy. We're going to school. We're going to high school or whatever. We're going to college. We're busy learning a trade. We're running 90 miles an hour to and fro, and we never get in the Word and let God speak to us. So we live our whole life, and God's over there saying, listen, he's knocking on your head. Listen, Thurman, I got a plan for you. I got something for you to do. Lord, I ain't got time. What is that thought? I don't know what that is, but it don't meet what I want to do, so I don't want to do it. I want to do my own thing. Is that the way we are? That's the way so many of us are. Yeah. And so we go through our whole life and we never find out what his plan was. He said, I had a plan for you. I want you to do this and that. And of course, some of you, some of you are like myself. Maybe you're not as hard-headed as I was. That's when Bill Gothard, he asked me, Thurman, I've been in the ministry 50 years, and how come you've heard God's audible voice so many times and I've never heard it? I said, well, maybe you're soft and easy to hear. And so when God puts a thought in your mind or your heart, you just do it. I said, but I'm a little hard-headed, so the only way you get my attention is you have to talk to me audibly. Bang, bang, listen to me, son. And I said, and I get it then. So I guess I'm just a little harder-headed than you are. But I don't know what the deal is, but anyway, I love hearing his voice. When he speaks to me audibly, I love it. Not every time he speaks to us, we didn't want to hear it though, right, Deborah? There's sometimes he talks to us, we didn't want to hear it, right? I know Deborah had a time one time, she told me that when God spoke to her, she thought he was going to kill her. But she didn't really want to hear it that night, but she heard it anyway, didn't you, Deborah? It got her attention. Now then, let's go to Matthew 10, 29 through 31. Matthew 10, 29 through 31. And I want you to look and see here how this Heavenly Father that made us, what he did. Not even a sparrow worth only half a penny can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it. And the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Verse 31. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to him than a whole flock of sparrows. Can you comprehend the fact that your Heavenly Father loves you enough, whether you serve him or not? You may never know him, but he still knows every hair on your head. Every time you add one, he knows it. Every time you lose one, he knows it. You know, when you comb your hair, there's always a few hair in the comb, isn't there? You know, you lose a few, but God, at any given time, if you could say, Lord, how many hair do I have right now? It would take him that long to say, this is how many you got. He knows, doesn't he? It's just amazing how wonderful a father he is. He is such an awesome, awesome God. Now then, let's go down to Acts chapter 17, verse 26 through 28. Acts 17, 26 through 28. From one man he created all the nations throughout the whole earth. He decided beforehand which should rise and fall, and he determined their boundaries. You know, that's a little more than I can comprehend. From one man, Adam, he created all the nations through the whole earth. And he decided beforehand, in advance, which should rise and fall. And he determined their boundaries, where they're going to be able to go, everything. So who is in control? God. I mean, he's running the show. And the more you read this, the more you understand that you don't have a free will at all. He's in control. His purpose in all of this was that the nations should seek after God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. How far away from us is he? He's right there. All you got to do is speak, and he's there. Verse 28. For in him we live and move and exist. As one of your own poets says, we are his offspring. Are we God's offspring? Absolutely. You say, no, I'm the son or I'm the daughter of my father. Yeah, you got an earthly father, all right, but you got a heavenly father above that. And without that heavenly father, you ain't going to be here. I guarantee. He had to say yes, or you could not have been here. You know, you think about people, and I've seen many of these. It seems like you take you take one man and one woman and get married, and it seems like that, man, all they can do is just have children. Bam, they just one right after the other. Ain't nothing they can do to stop it, it looks like. The next couple, they get married, and they can't have children under no conditions. Who's in control of who's having those children? God. He has a plan. He has a plan. And I think how many times that, especially when it comes to children, after I learned these principles many years later, when I learned this, that I could take a family that had no children, that wanted children, and I have prayed for many of those and seen many, many children come into the world.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Awesome Father, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.